AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Emergency workers are looking for at least two people still missing after an apparent gas line explosion leveled three apartment buildings in Manhattan. New York Police Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce says the owner of one of the buildings smelled gas about 15 minutes before the blast.
The owner had called the building contractor. The building contractor and the owner's son went then down to the basement of that building where they were getting worked on, at which time when they opened the door, that was the explosion.
Two men who may have been in a restaurant on the ground floor of one of the buildings are said to be missing. A veteran Boston police officer has been hospitalized after being shot during a traffic stop.
At this time, he's in critical condition. The doctors are working hard on him. I talked to the doctors. All our prayers are going out for him.
Police Commissioner William Evans. Officer John Moynihan was shot just below his right eye. Other officers at the scene shot and killed the gunman. An apparent bystander was also wounded. The Obama administration is going after drug-resistant bacteria. Mark Smith has more.
Bacterial infections that resist antibiotic treatment are a growing problem. The Centers for Disease Control estimates they cause 2 million illnesses and 23,000 deaths a year in this country alone. The president's five-year plan for fighting these superbugs calls for new regional networks to identify and contain outbreaks, new steps to curb overuse of antibiotics in medicine and agriculture, and new research on next-generation drugs and techniques, and money. Announcing Obama's plan, officials note his budget backs up these efforts by doubling their budget lines. Mark Smith at the White House.
A siege inside a hotel in Somalia's capital city said to be over. Officials say at least 17 people are dead in the attack, which began with a car bombing yesterday. Militant group Al-Shabaab says it is responsible for the attack and the standoff. This is AP Radio News. The University of Oklahoma is coming down hard on many members of a banned fraternity.
University President David Boren says about 25 members of the now-defunct Sigma Alpha Epsilon chapter will face punishment, ranging from expulsion to mandatory community service and cultural sensitivity training.
When someone uses an inappropriate word in our presence or tells an inappropriate story in our presence, we need to stand up and say, "Don't say that in front of me. I don't want to hear it."
The chant included a racial slur and the promise that the fraternity would never accept a black member. Boren says they apparently learned it during a national fraternity leadership cruise 4 years ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
Regional finals set in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Louisville will play Michigan State in the East final tomorrow. Duke and Gonzaga paired in the South. Today, the finals in the West and Midwest. Wisconsin plays Arizona. Kentucky takes on Notre Dame. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.